Wednesday morning, as we open the door to Paul Clark, he is the wine guy from Peter's Independent Grocer over there with 30 years in the industry, bringing us selections of various wines that we might want to try going into, actually, an Easter weekend. Some folks serving up really special meals, maybe a turkey in some cases, or a ham in others. But I want to know, what kind of wine do you serve with a Krispy Kreme donut? As Paul Clark joins us this morning. Mr. Clark, good morning to you.
It's funny you mentioned that, because Gwinder and I were talking about that just before we came on. And I thought, okay, he was thinking beer. So I said, okay, well, because there's a lot of fat and there's a lot of oil and creaminess in it, go with something like an IPA or even a Pilsner-style beer. Don't go too heavy, because you want to clean your palate.
Something clean and bright and light.
Exactly. So well, I thought, well, let's go with the Cellar Dweller from La Stella Winery out of Osoyoos. And this is the Vivace Pinot Grigio 2022. So this is the Italian version of Pinot Gris. So it's a lighter style, but it's got more acidity. So it's more palate cleansing. And it would go beautifully with your donuts.
Depending on what those would be. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know if you'd heard or had been listening going in, but McDonald's have announced a new partnership with Krispy Kreme at most McDonald's franchises in America in the very short period of time, where you'll be able to go into McDonald's, order your Big Mac or whatever it is, your chicken McNuggets, and then you'll be able to also order boxed in sixes. Krispy Kreme donuts, so you can buy a couple of dozen if you wanted. Interestingly enough, share prices on Krispy Kreme this morning skyrocketed up by 39% after the announcement of the partnership with McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, like I say, we were just talking. I've never tasted a Krispy Kreme donut, so I don't know what a flavored treat I'm missing. My kid jumped in, and he even knew where the locations were down on the Lower Mainland. As he wrote to me, Phil, when those donuts roll fresh off the conveyor belt and you put it in your mouth, it is nothing but heaven. It is magic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go.
Inside.
Have you tasted a Krispy Kreme donut?
I think years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it was in passing. It didn't even register, I don't think.
Right. And clearly you have no memories written around it. So take me to wines. We got about 6 minutes to play with here. So let's be economical. I need a red, a white, and a little rosé along the way.
Okay, so we're talking Easter foods. It's a big weekend, lots of family gatherings, multiple palates, multiple dishes on the table. I wanted to keep it relatively neutral because of the multiple palates around the table. So
okay.
I thought I'd go with the See You Later Ranch out of Okanagan Falls. It's their Gewürztraminer 2022. Retails for under $18. This is spicy rose petal aromas with a hint of grapefruit in the background. This will cover a broad spectrum of foods, including a beautifully baked ham with, as we were talking the other day, with a little brown sugar, a little orange juice, little raisins.
You made that sound so good in the store the other day, a little orange juice, brown sugar, raisins as you're baking your ham in the oven, which is what you'd indicated that you're going to serve this year, not any kind of a small turkey.
No, but it would go well with turkey too, Phil.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, good choice.
So whose Gewürztraminer is this?
This is the See You Later Ranch out of Okanagan Falls.
Oh, okay. All right. I like the price point on it.
It is fabulous. Rust Wines out of Oliver. They're rosé, and this is a Syrah dominant rosé style wine. Beautiful pale pink color. I love it. Retails for under $22. This is also got a little touch of Gewürztraminer in it, so it just gives you a little bit of lift on the palate, but this will cover a broad spectrum of everything that's on the table, and it will appeal to all palates. For the red, I went with the Enniskillen Okanagan out of Oliver again, their Pinot Noir 2021. And these are some of the oldest vines planted, Pinot Noir vines planted in the Okanagan. They date back to the 1990. Sandor Mayer, who was the winemaker for Enniskillen at the time. So these vines are about 35 years old, and I love the aromas of baking spice, strawberries, and sour cherries, but it will cover a broad spectrum of foods. Again, retails for under $21, grilled salmon, roast root vegetables, and it covers roast beef or anything grilled on the barbecue.
Oh, whoa. So very quickly, don't speed by the winery and it's a Pinot.
It's a Pinot Noir in a Enniskillen Okanagan, 2021 vintage, retails for under $21. Excellent value, excellent wine.
What are you hearing between the people that you connect with regularly and some maybe not so much? There's all the conversations about the any number of wineries that are for sale. But more to the point, what do you hear about the replant that obviously is going to have to happen? And are we going to see a significant shift change in the varietals that are planted in the vineyards of the Okanagan, given climate change coming at us, giving winery owners that take a look at where they think it might go, what they've been growing so far, and changes? Do you think there's going to be a significant change for what's going to be bottled in the Okanagan 5 years hence?
No, I think a lot of the wineries are going to stick to what they've worked with in the past 30 years, which is the Vitis vinifera, which is the Pinot Noir, the Chardonnays, the Syrahs. I think what's going to happen is that we're going to be smarter in where we actually plant these vines, vineyard location, mesoclime, the whole region of the area. And I think it's going to be unique in the sense that, you know, we did this 30 years ago, but we were in a panic. We were in a bit of a rush. We knew basically the direction we wanted to head, but we didn't know a lot about what we were planting. And a lot of the vineyard owners are going to be still watching the vines for April to see what little green shoots will come up, the buds, if any, come up. It might be better than we anticipate in terms of lack of crop loss. And I definitely think there's going to be some vineyards that are going to be challenged. But it's just a matter of time, and then, of course, we'll do the planting accordingly.
So, if I'm hearing you, you're far more optimistic than earlier commentary that was coming at us on the backside of that unbelievable January freeze.
Yes, I've talked to several vineyard owners and winery owners, and they're pretty much optimistic. They're looking forward to April. But again, it's time. You know, it's like waiting for the baby to arrive. Everybody's on pins and needles, so given that time frame, it'll give us an opportunity to see what we're looking at, and then of course we can plant accordingly.
All right, listen, you got 1 minute. Give me the three wines that we're talking about this morning that you're putting up on the altar.
All right, See You Later Ranch out of Okanagan Falls, the Gewurztraminer 2022, retails for under $18. Rust Wine Company out of Oliver again, their rosé, their 2022, retails for under 21, under 22. And Enniskillen Okanagan Pinot Noir 2021, retails for under $21, fabulous value. And the cellar dweller this week is the Vivance Pinot Noir Pinot Grigio 2022 from La Stella Winery.
Great wines, though, to go with whatever it is that you decide to cook, whatever you're going to serve, whatever you're going to put on the table for Easter, be it Friday or be it Sunday.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much. You can find Mr. Clark, Paul Clark, over there at Peter's Independent Grocer, where he has put four fabulous wines up for your selection, and all of them at, a very amenable price point. You can see those four wines. They will be displayed right there at the front end of the wine section at Peter's Independent Grocers over there in the Capri Shopping Center. Paul Clark, he curates a fabulous collection of wines that right now are waiting for you to consume over the Easter holiday weekend. We're going to break for news. When we come back after the news, it is going to be the Straight Talk Trio. Andre Blondlay, Laura Turnier, and Alistair Waters, the three of them getting together to talk about a number of subjects coming at us, including the raises that mayor and council have given to themselves. That's the starting point right after the news with the Straight Talk Trio.